Oh, goodness. We're home. Did you guys hear that?
I'm scared. That wasn't me.
That wasn't me. Oh, my gosh. You're home. We're home.
We're home. We did it.
You had such a long day today.
I did have a long day today, but it was good stuff. It's all good stuff.
It's good drama.
It's good drama.
Not all drama is bad.
Not all drama is bad. It's good drama. So much drama on this couch. It's like a drama couch.
She makes a sick quesadilla. It's me, Kevin.
And it's me, Shane.
Welcome back to It's a Great Time podcast.
Welcome back.
And it's a new year?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's say that again.
Let's take it clean. Well, either peek behind the curtain or let's just confidently say it.
Well, no. Today's episode.
Yes. As of today. Yes.
As of last week's episode.
It's been a new year. It's 12 days into a new year.
Oh, do that again. I like that.
It's 12 days into a new year.
And how do we feel?
I'm feeling a year older.
You are. Hey. Happy late birthday.
Thank you so much. We did it. Our birthdays are within 20 days of each other.
Wow. I've never done that math.
Or 21. Yeah. I feel like an airplane
She's airplaning right now.
I would just start it. I was like, ooh, this feels kind of good. I'm moving.
What drugs airplane. Are you on today, Celsius?
Happiness. Oh.
Hey. Happiness? Happiness. Happiness is a drug.
Jocelyn, I'm on happiness. And Celsius.
Happiness Celsius.
Here we go.
It's the new flavor of Celsius. Happiness.
Honestly, they could drop that. Ooh. And Martin is bathing. I don't know.
Bathing Cutie.
Cutie.
Did you ever use that? No.
What?
Bathing Cutie. It's how you memorize the two vitamins that are water soluble. Anyway.
What? What was that? Like BACU or something?
No, just
what?
B and C. Bathing Cutie.
Oh.
And then a
those are the two
kid.
Words you thought of with B and C? Not you.
I didn't make it up.
No, you are king of science. So.
It's a deer eating kid are all the fat solubles and Bathing Cutie is the water solubles.
A deer eating kid?
Yeah.
Whoa.
ADENK.
Wow.
And then B and C are water soluble.
Kevin, please come over for gay sex.
Somebody told me that the other day. Oh. I don't know if it was one of my students or if it was someone. No. And I went, okay.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. Go sit down.
Yeah. Okay. Go do your work. Thank you.
I get the reference. Go sit down.
Go sit down.
Anyway. Oh my God. 2026. We are so in sync.
We are killing it.
I
and
heard
behind
that
the curtain. It's not that time yet. We're
not,
still in sync.
But I did hear that NSYNC was getting back together.
What do you mean?
NSYNC.
Oh.
We are in sync.
Yeah. And we're together.
I almost went back streets back.
In sync.
Troy, get comfortable.
Yeah. Troy, sit down. Sit down.
Go back to your box.
Bye-bye. I know, because peek behind the curtain, we had our holiday party.
Say peek behind the curtain peek one more time.
Say crack again.
Say crack again.
We had our holiday party, which was very fun. Our holiday hoobie buddy. And Troy found.
Our holiday hoobie buddy.
Troy found a little spot under the stairs, this little box that he, okay.
There he goes.
And he's going to go sit there. And there he goes. And we're healing.
And we're healing. Yeah, it has like bags in it or something. Bags. He loves bags too.
And it was the week leading up to the party was the bags episode. Yeah. So all about it.
He listens.
Troy's a big fan.
There he goes.
Go, Bubba.
I'm trying.
Can you just stop looking at me? I'm going to do it. I'm gonna get
so as of the day of recording this podcast, we did have our holiday party.
Yes.
You got up this morning, went to brunch.
Went to brunch.
Then went and did your nails.
Yeah.
And now you're here at 6:50.
Excuse me. There it is.
So you've had a busy weekend.
It was a busy. This was a big like holiday weekend. It was Friday night, company party and holiday dinner. Saturday was plumber coming to our home. We have a working faucet and toilet.
Well, it worked.
Well, it worked, but it was leaking.
Yeah.
But the toilet also apparently got backed up. Sorry, I didn't mean to point at you on
no,
toilet.
No, yeah, don't point at me when you say toilet.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that your
point of view when you say toilet. Sorry.
I didn't realize that your toilet had backed up.
Yeah.
So that was you at the beginning of the episode.
What?
that wasn't me. Clearly, it was.
Yeah, I'm scared. But so we had the plumber, and then we had our party Saturday, and then today. Coworker brunch. I saw little babies. They were so cute.
Not even coworker brunch.
Sorry, former coworkers.
Former coworker
brunch. But it's our boss babes. But babes. But yeah, but then I painted my nails at Reagan's.
Nice.
They look cute and festive. Yeah. So it's been a very busy but jolly weekend.
Busy but jolly.
And then you
Busy
went.
Busy Phillips.
Busy Phillips.
One time I saw a girl who looked like Busy Phillips, and I was like, that girl looks like Busy Phillips. And then girl next to me went, that girl looks like Busy Phillips. I said, I was just thinking that.
Dang. Wait, here in LA? Or
no.
Where? Oh, no. Wait, and you went today to the market?
I did. I went to the Burbank like art
yeah.
market. I don't really know art? What it's called.
I don't either, but it's like a street. They closed down the street.
Yeah, it was right? cute. It was really long, too.
Yeah.
But it was cute. It was kind of like...
It was cute.
I got like through most of them, and like when 30 of them are pottery stands, and like 20 of them are like little earrings, and then 7 of them are like plants, and then can't... It's like...
Yeah.
It's like hard to support small businesses when you're all the same.
Right. I can't just buy like half a plant from all of you. It's crazy.
Right. And it's like sometimes you don't really need any of that or want any of that. So
right.
majority of the time it was just cute. I got to hang out with my friend Megan.
Mm-hmm.
And we a just kind of his. Walked around. Right. And like chatted. She got a boba.
Yum. Boba time?
Around. I don't know.
Or
it was a new boba.
Boba
place.
Loca? Wait, new boba?
Yeah, there's a new boba that's across from Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, like in that area mm-hmm. by the... Oh.
So, I don't know.
God, that's crazy.
What?
There's just so many boba places.
That is crazy.
That is...
I cannot believe there's so many boba places.
That is the ultimate craziness because there's so many boba shops.
But yeah, I got like a couple of things. So, yeah, it was lucrative in that sense.
Cute. As like gifts or for yourself?
Yes.
Nice. Nice.
Nice. Yeah. So it was good. Should we do the time wheel?
We should. I almost asked. So are we still doing time wheel?
We should. Year? Sorry. My energy like really just got shifted.
No,
so
I know.
I'm like trying to like get it back.
Do you want Celsius?
No. I just need to, I guess, like jump in. So I'm sorry for being unprofessional. Let's do time wheel.
You're not unprofessional.
Well,
that's good. We're people. We're human. We're human.
We're human.
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 We would never not come to dinner.
We would never not go. I would.
Go. What? Ooh. What?
Where's your voice on that one?
Well, I was trying to like. It, no, I was trying to. It sounds like it's going like. You like, you know what I mean? It's
no, I
like,
don't know what you mean.
Okay, we'll listen to it again. Right now, go. I'm just kidding.
All right, we have a winner.
Okay.
It's times table.
Why are you like master rule?
Yeah, like math. Times table.
You're just going to take us through like multiplication?
Yeah, well, let's do our multiplication problems.
All right.
Let's do our multiplication problems.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is your relationship with math, school, and education in general?
Education in general? Whoa.
Like, how do you feel about like how we took math and applied it to your real life? What is your relationship with like math growing up and now?
Yeah, totally. I will say I loved math growing up. Mm-hmm. That was, out of the core subjects, math was hands down my favorite
and
one.
And it was red, so let's be real.
Not for me, it wasn't. It was blue, and some people agree with that, so I'm so unique. But no, growing up, I loved math. It was my favorite subject. I think it's just because it felt very much like solving a puzzle, or like, there's something about my brain that loves kind of logistics, and like, just... I don't know, it had a structure to it that I really liked. So I very much enjoyed math growing up.
When did you start loving math? Do you know?
That's a good question.
That's an ultimate question.
That's the ultimate question. I do not remember exactly when I started liking math. I definitely liked it in high school.
Yeah.
I know like algebra 2 and pre-cal and calculus. Like I was
Yeah, algebra
all
was
about
a great.
It. Yeah.
I will say I remember in 3rd grade. This was I was always a smart kid.
Uh-huh.
And I remember in 3rd grade that was the first time I felt stupid because what? We had to do I had one of the teachers, there's two teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the harder one.
Ooh.
And we would do like the math quizzes.
Mm-hmm.
And when you would come in, she would make you number your paper from 1 to 20,
mm-hmm.
and then you'd also have to put the X and the equal sign in each one.
Oh, yeah. Because
you didn't have time to write it.
Boop, boop, boop.
And
yeah.
So one time I went over to the other class, and she was going, number one, 3 times 5. 3 times 5.
Like
and it
a
would do
bingo
that.
Call.
Right. Well, then I got the other bingo caller, because mm-hmm. every single, it was once a week, or I don't know when, we would have these stupid quizzes.
Yeah.
She'd go, are we ready? All right, number one, 3 times 5, 3 times 5. Number two, 8 times 6. And mm-hmm, you would have mm-hmm. to know it that fast.
Yeah, no, totally. That's how I took it, too. It was like, get your sheet prepped because we're going.
And we're going. And I never did that well on them. The times tables didn't do well in my head. But then, did you ever do Around the World? Do you remember this?
Yes.
Where like, you would like stand next to a student at a desk. And whoever got it right would move to the next desk.
Yeah.
And if you got it wrong, you would sit down until the next person came down, which is... some form of humiliation, public humiliation.
100%. And the anxiety as it gets closer to you.
Such anxiety. Well, we did that with our times tables. Mm-hmm. And the rule was you have to move 2 seats or you get, like, you fail that day.
Oh.
I was the only student in the class who moved 1 seat. I was the only one.
That's crazy. You are salutatorian.
Fast. It was not fast. The memorization of the times tables did not work for me. I'm still to this day a count on my fingers.
Interesting.
My mental math is very.
I was about to say what? Isn't it called like short. Number sense or something?
My number sense is really high. I'm really good at like realizing a number is wrong or like realizing if like I get an answer to something, I'm like that doesn't sound right. I can go back and like fix it.
I see.
You know that's number sense, but I think. My bad. The multiplication was just like rough on me. Same with division. Division is so hard for me.
Division's actually really hard for me too. Yeah. But I said number sense. I guess I thought of like, we never had this that I remember, but Martin had a thing. It was like the competitions of like doing just fast math problems, whether it was addition, subtraction, usually just addition and subtraction. So Martin's actually very fast at doing that. Even those are
hard for me because I'm a count on my finger kind of person.
I don't count on my finger. I'm like decent at it, but Martin's like really speedy somehow. Yeah. But I would say I'm sure I did better than him at math in school. Oh. I think I did.
Oh my God.
She's coming for him.
I know. I will say I think because I did like – I liked math as well. Not necessarily like memorization of like times or any of that stuff. I think what I liked about it was that it was organized and it looked pretty on the paper and it was like write out the problem, you do it down in such a way that like number one is like in this corner of the paper, number two is over here, number three. And it just like was kind of like a little organization puzzle.
Yeah. I feel like people who liked math in school also enjoy Google Sheets.
Oh, totally. I love Google Sheets. I can make entire games on Google Sheets.
Oh, yeah. You're great with those formulas. So love that now. I will say like when you ask me about do I remember such and such from math in high school, I don't. So I don't use it much.
No, anymore. I don't either. Students will come up to me now and say, can you help me with finding this like derivative? And I'm like, I don't know.
No.
We learned integrals. We learned derivatives. I got a 5 on the BC calculus exam.
Yeah.
I could not tell you how to do a derivative today.
No, not at all.
Or an integral. Or even like somebody was doing dividing polynomials and I was like, I don't know how to do that.
That sounds made up. I don't know what that is. That's crazy.
It honestly sounds like a really like a niche LA restaurant.
Dividing polynomials.
Come to dividing polynomials.
It does sound like gender fluid. Yeah. It sounds, fancy. So that's me. I mean, I feel like you kind of answered too, right?
Or
do you have more? Yeah.
What's your relationship with like math now?
I mean, I don't use it really, you know?
Yeah. I think I use like basic algebra a lot.
What does that mean?
Like, if I have to think...
What does that mean?
Sorry. Basic algebra. Algebra is when you try to find X.
Algebra's a friend of ours.
It's when you're like, how much time do I have? And you have to, like, basically, like, solve in your head, like, if this is going to take this much time, and this is going to take this much time, this is how much time I have left, I got to use it for that. Or, like... how much money do I have? And what, like, if I'm going to, if I have this many days left and I'm spending about this much money every day, how much, you know, I feel like I use basic algebra a lot. Okay.
That's fair. I would say, like, in general, the way that I track, I mean, talking about spreadsheets, like tracking income and like expenses and different things like that, I do that. And, like thinking of scheduling and time. Yeah, sure. Like, I still have that kind of structure in my life. I don't think of a direct correlation to math in that way. But, that's the closest thing I could think of, probably. So you use algebra at work.
So do you.
She's a friend of ours.
Algebra. We love her. We went to high school with her.
We went to high school with her. She showed us Community. No, calculus showed us Community.
That was pre-calc. No, it was calc.
It was BC Calc, baby. That was Calculus Bowl.
That was you. Smarter. So that makes sense now of why I didn't make the calculus bowl, because I don't do well with like
That's fair, because part of that was...
It was just fast,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was like, it was like a speed test, kind of. Like, they timed it, right?
Yeah. We're talking about Shay made the calculus bowl in high school, and she chose not to go.
Because I had the musical.
She so, was the our resident Gabriella.
I was Gabriella. But then...
But then...
What a time.
What a time. Wheel. Yes.
Time wheel. I was...
Let's take a break.
Let's take, that was too much. Too
we have
much.
To reset anyway. Yeah. My brain's all mush. Let's reset. Let's take a break.
Yeah.
What was that?
I'm scared.
I'm scared. I'm doing ad reads this week, perched like a dove on my brand new platform from CubeHub. That's right, CubeHub is back, baby. CubeHub is the one-in-one platform that just stepped it up with their selection, offering their classic one-foot-by-one-foot platform, raising you 1 foot off the ground, and, wait for it, a two-foot-by-one-foot platform, raising you and a friend 1 foot off the ground. This is true innovation in the field, listeners. You gotta jump on this, literally. With new patent-pending squishy step material, CubeHub has engineered a way to get you higher more comfortably. And now Shay and I can do it together. CubeHub's platforms are still a great option for lifting plants off the ground, giving you height for that all-important speech, and just getting you 1 foot off the ground. Go to CubeHub.un to check out their new products and support a company that has lifted us up here at It's a Great Time since day one. Use offer code GREATTIME at checkout for 5% off your last purchase. That's offer code GREATTIME at checkout to get 5% off your last purchase at CubeHub.un. It's a great time for CubeHub.
Hey y'all, it's Sally again, here with another round of Soothing Sounds with Sally. Today's sound is... Thanks. Bye, y'all.
Okay, Shay, come on in.
Oh my God, I will. Let me get on in. Here we go. Ooh.
Yeah, that's hot.
It's a little hot in
It's here. A little hot in our hot take time machine.
Hot take time machine.
It's a great time for hot takes, baby.
I...
Why did you just mouth three words at me in our hot take time machine?
I just had multiple words go through my head, but none of them wanted to go out of my mouth.
I cannot stress enough how big her mouth went, like, and said three words, but nothing came out.
That was crazy.
It wasn't even like small mouth. It was like...
The hot tub really is just like fried my brain.
The hot
bit.
Take is a little, it's hot in here.
It's hot in here. These takes, y'all, you
ooh,
get ready.
Ooh, I love ooh. The bubbles though.
Boo, boo, boo. I can think of two friends who are not going to like your hot take if you're doing the one I think you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to start with mine and we can go right in to my hot take time machine.
Yeah, take
Wait,
us away.
Is it okay if I start?
Yeah.
It's New Year.
Yeah, it's a new year. And our first episode of the new year was super creative, I'm assuming. And if it wasn't, then we recorded something else really fun.
All right. Well, now we're in this hot take time machine, mm-hmm. and it's time for our hot takes. So let me jump in.
Yeah.
This episode is filled with hot takes. Mm-hmm. And if you hate us after this, you hate us because you ain't us.
Ooh, 5 stars, no notes.
5 stars, no notes. And invite your friends. 2026 is the year where you tell your friends about our podcast and make them listen.
It's more fun when you listen with friends. Yes. And everyone talks about stuff.
We have friends that were making lists of things mm-hmm. and telling us about the lists of things.
Exactly. And it's fun. Or they'll text us when they listen. They're like, LOL, you know, whatever. And
can't believe what we did that. Love that. Oh, my God. So tell your friends to listen so that we can get big and famous. Got it?
Got All right.
All right. Now get out of our hot take. This is our That's hot bad. Take.
Yeah. Take it away. Take it.
I hope that's translating that I'm saying hot take, but.
What do you...
I'm meaning hot tub.
Okay. Oh, I see. I was like, what do you mean? Get out of our hot take?
Yeah. Get out of our hot take.
Yeah. It's just us two now.
It's just us.
Yeah.
Get out of our hot take. Anyway, okay. Are you ready for my hot take?
Yeah. I'm ready. Yeah, adjust that mic.
Hello? Is it on? Yeah. Is this thing on?
Call my mom.
Sorry. The movie's starting and you don't want me to talk because I think it's a great time to talk during movies. And we'll let that sit. We'll let that simmer in this hot take.
Everyone yell your thoughts on that right now as you listen.
Okay. I'm talking during the movie. If I'm by myself, if I'm with people, I'm talking during this movie. And that's my hot take, is that we need to talk during movies. And we need to stop shushing people for talking during movies. Okay?
You said, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, sorry, I'm talking. And I'm not over here talking about other things. I'm not mm-hmm. like on my phone. I'm not having a conversation that has right. nothing to do with the movie. I'm engaged mm-hmm. with this movie and I'm talking to my friends about it. Mm. I'm like, oh, I can't believe she did that. Oh my God. One of my favorite stories. I have a couple stories, but one of my favorite okay. stories was I went to go see what's the horror movie about the guy with the hook for a hand?
What?
Not the guy with the hook for a hand. That's a different movie. The guy with the bees.
Candyman.
I saw mm-hmm. the new Candyman by myself.
He does have a hook.
He does, right? Yeah, but then when yeah. I said that, I thought, I know what you did last summer. And
oh, no.
Candyman. They both have hooks. Okay, mm-hmm. so I went to go see Candyman by myself, but mm-hmm. it was also during COVID, and so I was trying to sit by myself. Right. And then when I got to the movie theater, two people sat maybe a seat away from me. I was like,
weird.
Go sit somewhere else. Yeah. I don't want your diseases. Right. And something's happening. And of course I'm talking because that's what I do. I'm about to sneeze.
Let it out. Oh my God. Ooh, he's thinking. Whoa.
Okay. Sorry about that. I'm just so worked up.
Yeah.
And something was about to happen and I literally went, the mom. And then I hear the girl next to me turn to her boyfriend and go, oh my God, the mom. So I let her, my thought came out and she went, I agree. And then talked to her boyfriend. I thought it was so funny. And I went, oh my God, the mom. And then she went, yeah, the mom, the mom. Oh my God, that's it. I love talking during movies. Let's engage.
I feel you on that. I'm down to engage with you. Here's where I don't fully lean into the hot take like you do.
What? Get out of my hot take if you don't listen.
No. I do understand, though, if you're in like a full movie theater and other people are like, I don't want to hear, like, I want to stay focused on the movie. And if I hear other people talking that aren't talking with me, I'll be distracted. I get that. I get why they would be frustrated. Like, if they're not interacting with you.
I don't. Because everyone's allowed to go, and whenever they want. But I'm not allowed to go, why would she do that? I hate that. Oh, my God. It's her. Oh, my God. I can't believe that. Why is she wearing that? Oh, my God. I can't do all that. I can't go, oh, why does he look like that?
It's funny.
Yes.
It makes me laugh. The thing is, well, one.
That's why you're in my hot take with me, because you will do it with me.
Oh, I will. I also have terrible hearing. So, like, to me, it's not like you're screaming these things.
I'm not.
I thought you were quiet enough to where it's like maybe the five of us in a row next to each other would hear it. But, like, sure. Not someone all the way down the row or, like, I mean, we're in theaters these days where, like, the seats are so, like, high and cushioned yes. and whatever. We're not. We're sitting in Dolby theaters, you know? And,
privilege. We got Dolby.
AMC A-list, baby.
Oh, I'm not A-list.
You're not. But I'm like, well, we got an A-list screening, so here's what it costs. But, yeah. But like, you can't. The rows, I don't know. Like, the only time, I will say, the only time I got annoyed with noise in a theater was a small child who was just, like, no.
And that's not what I'm doing.
Exactly.
Because that is inappropriate and get out.
Yeah.
Get out of our hot take.
Right. But, like, you're saying just a quick snippet and you're not, like, screaming it to the whole theater.
No.
It's just, like, with your friends.
I'm leaning over to my friends. I'm going, mm-hmm. oh, my God. Yeah. Do you remember when he... mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
It's kind of the same thing of, like, if someone has to leave to go to the bathroom and come back and they're like, what'd I miss?
Whatever. Thank you.
Like, that kind of thing. Yeah.
I don't see why it's a problem that I talk during movies. And I have mm-hmm. so many people that are like, I've never been told be quiet besides one person. Mm-hmm. And but everyone else is like, why? Shh, shh, shh. And I'm like, go away. Why am I here at this movie with you then? Why did we go to a movie together? And that's the thing. This is sort of piggybacking on that as well, which is like, I don't understand going to the movies for like fun with friends mm-hmm. because it's like we're not doing anything together. We're sitting quietly on our own. And mm-hmm. then we're going to leave and talk about it for 2 minutes and then go home. Let's engage and chat with each other and eat each other's popcorn and drink each other's drinks and, like, have fun.
I normally would talk longer afterwards if we, like, actually wanted to talk about a movie. We'd be like, okay, let's get a drink after or whatever and we can, like, talk about it.
I've never done that with you.
Oh, I've done that with people. Sorry. Oh, but that's because during the movie. No, because that's during the movie. I'll talk with you.
The friends of mine
who don't want to talk during movies, I'm like, okay, then we'll talk afterwards or beforehand or whatever. We make it either dinner and a movie or movie and a drink or whatever, mm-hmm. you know. With you, I don't mind. I'm down to talk during a movie because I'm like, because usually, one, if it's a horror movie, I am not staying quiet and paying attention to that. No, thank you. We are going to talk through it.
I love when you go, no.
I'm not what? No. And like, just vote. Like, just pop out already. Can you just do the loud noise?
That's a great application of just vote.
Yeah, just vote. Like, freaking, like, Weapons was really cool, but the amount of long silences, I'm like, just vote. Just
and we watch that at home too. This applies to at home theater as well.
Oh, at home for sure. At home for sure. Whoa. We're chatting. But yeah, definitely if you're watching at home, we are chatting.
We're talking.
Yeah.
Even if it's a new movie. Bitch, I don't care that much about this new movie for me to be like.
No, especially if you're at home, I'm like, okay, then rewind it if we need to see it again. Like back it up a couple, you know, 30 seconds, like, do it again.
We're here to have fun. We're not here to like critically analyze this 3-hour movie.
And here's the thing. If you want to do that, that's totally fine. Don't watch that with friends. Don't watch that with movies. If it's a movie that you like need to put your sole focus on,
that's
watch
solo
it by yourself.
Act.
Watch it by yourself or with your like if you have another friend who's like, "Oh yeah, I would like to silently
sit together for 3 hours."
And yeah. And focus on it. Then do it. But
go away. I'm here to talk. I'm engaged. Mhm. And that's my hot take, is it's a great time to talk during movies. I literally watched Freakier Friday with Megan, my friend Megan, the other day. Uh-huh. And we probably said more words than the movie did.
The other day, did you watch it at her place?
Yeah.
Cute.
It was just on. I was like, oh, let's watch this. She was like, I've only seen like part of it. And it was on. We talked the whole time.
Yeah.
Barely watched the movie, but we got it. We got the idea. Yeah.
And I mean, that's also, I think, a note of like movies that people are into, right? Like, I typically enjoy more the movies that are like fun that I can talk through. I'm not always watching the like, oh my God, shut up and like really pay attention.
Because, right.
Like,
the crying woman Oscar nominated.
I know. I am going to go see that one though, but I'm not going to go Hamnet. Oh.
There's a movie called The Crying Woman.
No, but like she is very much poised. Everyone's singing like she should win the Oscar for that.
Yeah,
so,
I heard it. I heard she did a good job.
I heard that too. And which is why I was like, then I'm down to see it. But if I'm going to, it'll be like, all right, I gotta like shut up and watch this. Or like,
honestly, I'd probably talk during that too.
Probably. I mean, if I'm, that's the thing. Just know who you're seeing movies with. And like, if you are very pertinent about the way you see a movie, then be honest about that. If you got your preferences, be honest and be like, oh, I can't watch it if other people are talking.
Right. Okay. And let's be realistic. If we're watching Fantastic Four, I can talk during Fantastic Four.
No, are you coming for that? My issue when we saw Fantastic Four, that volume
the
was
sound
so,
was so low.
So low. I was like, you guys.
I don't think it didn't bother me at first. And then like once we were in the movie, I was like, it is quiet.
It is quiet. I'm like, this is a Marvel movie. This is superheroes. I should feel like I am, everything's whizzing by me. But like it was so quiet and hot. It was crazy.
It's always hot.
And
plush rockers.
I'm pretty sure I sent like a review or feedback to that. Like, how was your experience at AMC Glendale, at AMC, at the Americana at Brand? I said, for this one, not great. The icy machine was broken.
That whole, hot, like, there was no liquid, remember?
No liquid at all. You could get water or tea or something. And I was like, what?
All the drinks were down.
Yeah, water or tea. Is this like a sad lunch banquet? What do you mean? I can't get like any, that's wild. Yeah, that was a bad experience overall. I mean, the little snacks and drinks beforehand were cute because we were at Bakery, right? Yeah, Bakery?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, did I say that right? But yeah, I feel you. I'm in for it. I'm down. I'm not very picky.
Me neither. And it's, we'll be fine if I comment about this movie while I watch it.
We'll all make it.
We're all going to make it. You're not going to miss anything if I say, oh my God, I can't believe she did that. Why is she doing that? Oh my God, because her friend. Oh yeah, right. I forgot about her friend. Shut up. Let me talk.
Let him talk.
Yeah. Let me use my words.
Because anyway. Honestly, your voice is so booming here right now, but that's not how you're talking in a theater. It's not like you're being an asshole.
No, you know? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. And it might be my crappy hearing, but to me, I'm like, no, it sounds like it's like, oh, that's crazy. I'm like, I know, right? Like,
right? And then we go back.
And then you're good. That was it. That's...
just saying.
That's it. It just makes it fun. It keeps me engaged.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. If things are moving too slow and then I zone out, I could fall asleep. So let's...
That's true. Well, don't fall asleep in this hot take. I'm actually going to go pee really quick. So I'm going to get up. Yeah. I'm going to get out of the hot take. Are you okay in here?
I'm going to stay in here. I'm simmering a little bit, you know?
You better simmer away. I'm going to go to the potty.
Yeah.
And then I'll be right back.
Okay, great.
Let's take a break.
Jute, there it is. Jute, there it is. This episode is not sponsored by my favorite home accessory brand, Jute. I think Jute is like that woven outdoor rug material. Am I right? I'll fact check that later. But Jute, the company, took that idea and made an empire. With at least 5 options of rugs to choose from, you're getting style and something hard to clean. Want to update the look of your annex greenhouse you added to your home in 2017? Get a Jute! Tired of looking at the heirloom area rug from your great-grandma in the dining room next to the ugly dishes? Get a Jute! Need something to zhuzh up the plastic entertainment center in your studio apartment that you bought for $200 at that international furniture store? Let's say it together. Get a Jute! Jute rugs are great for all year or special occasions and last just about as long as you need them to. Head over to juterugs.rar to check out their limited styles. Don't forget to use our offer code GREATTIME at checkout. It doesn't give you a discount this time, but it lets Jute know that we're listening. That's juterugs.rar, and use offer code GREATTIME at checkout to let Jute know we want rugs. It's a great time for a Jute.
Welcome to Bits with Boris. Hello, it's me, Boris. I'm here to deliver today's Bit with Boris. One time I left a thumbtack on my desk and walked away to have restroom time. When I came back 45 minutes later, I forgot that I left it there and went to sit. Little did I know, the thumbtack rolled off my desk and landed pokey side up on the chair I was about to sit in. It poked the hole, and I'll never forget where I placed my thumbtacks again. Anyway, this has been Bits with Boris. It's me, Boris. Goodbye.
Did you think I was going to make a noise?
Maybe.
Yeah.
If only I could make like little feet sound.
Oh, yeah. Get your towel.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Okay. Oh, it is hot in here. Oh, my gosh. It's kind of cold outside. That's why.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask. I was like, you were only out a little bit. Ooh.
No, it was a really long pee.
How's the bathroom?
It's far.
Oh, so you got real cold.
Yeah, it's cold. It's cold. But I'm back in here. It was kind of hot in here. Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, yeah, it's nice. In the winter, you're just.
Look at all this snow around us. And it's just us two. How romantic.
Oh, my God. What a lovely date night. Look
at the pine trees.
Look at love being up on this mountain.
I do, too. And all this really expensive champagne that was free.
Because we're such a fun podcast, they said, please record here. I
can't believe they invited us to come stay here, just us.
That was so sweet.
I love that. Martin's upstairs, right?
Right. Good for him. And he gets to travel with us, so yeah. I'm like...
He'll come down he was in the hot take earlier.
Right. He like dipped a toe in and then was like...
No, he was in the whole thing. He went under with his head.
He cannonballed in and then said, oh, okay, I'll let y'all be.
Because we've talked about the hot tub on the podcast that
Martin got in. Oh, in Mexico? Oh, my God.
And it was so hot. And Martin was like, it's fine to me.
Meanwhile,
skin red, peeling.
Right. I'm like, are you going to be okay? are you good?
So, yeah. Yes. Anyway, I'm back. Are you ready to talk about your hot take?
I am ready to talk about my hot take. I've been sitting in here thinking about it.
Yeah,
so,
you're pruney.
A little pruney. But you know what? I think it is, well, what did you say? It's a great time. Hold
on. Yeah, it's still a great time.
It's a great time for this hot take. Bringing already open foods to a party.
Can't wait to write that in the description.
I don't know how to simplify that anymore. But anyway, if you are invited to a party, a get-together, whatever.
A kickback.
And they're like, you know, bring a snack, bring a drink, whatever, that sort of thing. I am not saying...
Did my you hear my God. Shoulders? Is that what that what was? What was that?
It was at least one shoulder.
It was 3 pops, I heard.
Okay, then it might have been both of them because I did like this. I don't know.
Whoa, you've been in this hot take a little too long.
Yeah, I'm getting real loose in here.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Continue.
So when I say bring open stuff, I am not saying you know, a box of Cheez-Its and you're down to like 10 crackers left and you bring that.
Sure.
I'm saying if you've opened a bag of chips, oh, sorry for hitting the table. If you've opened a bag of chips.
What table? We're in a hot take.
Oh my God, that's right. Well, I brought this table out to show you all these snacks for the hot tub. But if you have a bag of chips at home that you open and you've only taken like a small little portion out of it and you're like, dang, these would be like good chips for this party. I've already opened them. Like, should I bring that? Yes, bring it. Like, I say bring it. It doesn't have to be like, I went and bought all this unopened stuff. I haven't, like, you know. And the joke for this was Reagan, she's a friend of ours.
Yeah.
And she, the thing that she does that is silly and stupid,
Said Reagan's so stupid.
No, but she, like, she lives by herself. And so gets something, and so she'll get like snacks and different things she wants to try. And the thing is, she does not like them. She's like, this is gross.
It's so funny. She's so my mom where she was like, let's try all this new stuff. And then I'm like, how was it? She'll go, I'm like, quit trying then. God.
And then she'll bring it to our apartment and just dump it here. Not because she thinks it's something Will like. She's just like, I don't like it. So y'all are like my little dumpster and you can try it.
My little
like,
dumpster.
A little dumpster. And I'm like, okay. So it's not that, but it's more like, if you have stuff that you've already opened and you're like, but it's great and it's tasty and it would work at this party, bring it. Like, you know, it's just going to go in a little bowl or a little whatever anyway. You have like, not a, like, I don't know if you have a thing of, sorry, my brain just like turned off. But okay.
Can you turn it back on, please?
Yeah. I'm just getting real relaxed in here. Well, relax. But like if you buy a 12 pack of like Dr. Pepper or something, right? And you've like had one or two of the cans or, you know, and you're like, well, I do want to bring soda. Bring that. Like,
that's fair. But those are all individually packaged. What if I get those like lime chili lime. Shut? Lime. Hey, I would have let you have it. No, I wouldn't have.
No.
Those chili lime roll-up chips from Trader Joe's.
Uh-huh.
And I only had a couple.
Yeah. Absolutely bring that open bag with your chip clip if you want, and then you keep your chip clip.
Yeah, because that chip clip is going missing if you leave it there.
100%. So you put that back in your bag, and you're like, here are the chips. We can put them out somewhere, or you can just open them, and people can get it from the bag, whatever you want. But like, who cares if it's already been open? As long as it's not like, you know, you're not like, oh, I've had it for a year. Here are these stale chips. Like, it's eatable, whatever. Bring the open thing. It doesn't have to be like, well, yeah, I went to the store and I bought all these brand new things for your party. Girl, like, yes, get stuff if you want to get stuff. But if you have, you're like, I have a lot of, like, we'll host things and we'll have so many bags of chips left over, like a million different chips.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to just take some of those to another party. And we've started doing that. So
I think that's where this hot take comes in, right? It's like chips that got brought to our house.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we're not really eating these.
Yeah, we're not eating all seven of these every day. You know what I mean? So it would be great if they could be shared amongst others.
And out of our house.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Get out.
Thank you very
much. What about
much.
Like a cake?
That's hilarious.
If you cut into like, or like a bread, one of those like little bread cake things, again, from Trader Joe's.
Oh, like a bunt? Oh.
Or like a bunt.
Yeah.
Or like a thing of cupcakes and you've eaten one. Like, right. Can I bring those?
Yeah. I say yes. Absolutely. Nice. Like, it's not like something you bit out of and you're like, here, right. Someone have the rest. Like, no, it's just something that's already been cut through, but there's more left and it's all still good, so let's eat it. Let them have cake.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's my not, God, someone doesn't know what that means.
No, sorry, I laughed because I was like, that's not what I meant, but that's where my mind went. So yeah, bring them.
Are there people who are like opposed to this?
It might be like my own,
I would say, is this a hot take? I guess it is,
but I do think,
who's fighting you on this?
Well, I do think the like common, or I don't know, the idea of like, can you bring something to the party? Most people don't bring stuff that's already been opened, right? Like most people are like, here's
I stopped by.
The liter of soda. Here's the, you know,
what bags about a bottle of wine
or whatever? Ooh, that's a good question. If it's an already open bottle of wine, make sure that shit is still good.
How?
Don't bring. I mean, you could. You know, one, just don't let it be so long that you've had a bottle of wine open. A lot of people, I mean, if they open a bottle of wine, it might finish pretty soon. So, like, I think most people don't bring open bottles of wine because it's, like, already done. But if it's open and it's not
done yet.
Or
like a liquor bottle.
Like, actually, I do see a red wine here that a friend brought for Thanksgiving. I feel like that's not going to be good anymore.
Yeah. Or like, what if you like buy, like, I'm looking at a wild turkey. What if you open that, you have a drink or two, and then you're like,
oh, absolutely.
Oh, I can bring this, even though I opened it, yes, to this party.
I think you absolutely can. Like, the only reason open alcohol or other stuff like that. What did you say?
Because you can't travel with it. It's illegal.
Illegal to travel with, technically. But also, if it's like people who don't know you, maybe they're like, I don't know. This is me getting now like LA paranoid. Is like
LA paranoid.
Make sure nobody,
come on down to LA paranoid.
Make sure nobody has spiked anything or put in anything weird. You know what I mean? So if that's already open, like,
are you spiking things?
No, I wouldn't know how.
Me neither. Like, truly. Let's be real. I don't know how to do that.
And don't know how. But like, between friends, I'm like, yes. Well, we've had friends also who are like, we don't drink as much anymore. Like, here, let me just.
That's why like bringing a bottle of wine to me sounds like something I could do. Because it's like, maybe I had like a little bit, but I'm not actually drinking this. So
yeah.
Bring it on over.
Bring it. Absolutely. Like, let's not be wasteful. How about that? Let's take what
reduce,
you got.
Reduce, recycle.
Absolutely. I almost said amen.
Let the Lord say.
Amen. Can I get an amen? But anyway. Yeah, that's my hot take. And I thought it was a hot take because I feel like I don't see people do it often. And so it feels like the societal understanding of like bringing stuff to a party is like, bring either like a dish you made or whatever. Bring something that hasn't been consumed yet.
Sure. It's got to be new.
Yeah. Got to be new. New beans.
I like that. I agree. Mm-hmm. Can I add on to this?
Yeah.
Because we need to.
Well, and that's all we're talking
about.
That's
it. This hot take is too hot. If you bring something to my house for my party, it's mine now.
Yeah.
It's mine.
You're leaving it there. Unless.
No. It's mine.
I'm going to say the host is welcome to say, I don't want this.
Oh, sure.
That's
what
I was going to say. If the host is like, hey, actually, I don't need 10 bags of Ruffles, you can take your bag of Ruffles back.
I agree with that.
Yeah, it's the host call for sure.
I don't mess with like, oh, well, actually, that bag didn't get open, so I'm going to take. No, it's mine.
No,
I'm going to eat that later.
It's the host thing. You brought it for, you were going to, the intention was it's getting eaten here.
Yeah.
So leave it. I feel like Parks and Rec kind of poked at that joke where there was this like, awkward doctor who like clearly had no social cues or whatever, and he's at a Halloween party that isn't going well for a bit, or no, like the party goes on and nobody opens the bottle of wine he brought. He goes, well, nobody opened this and I brought it, so I'm taking it back. And it was like,
yeah, that's mine now. Yeah, just because nobody opened it right now, I'm gonna use it later.
Right, exactly. Like, we provided things that got consumed, so now whatever doesn't get opened we can consume later.
It's
like,
mine.
Yeah,
I provided the space with which you were able to engage with your friends and loved ones.
Right. And like consume many a thing. You brought one thing to the large party.
Just because it didn't get eaten doesn't matter. It's mine. Right. Leave it.
Yeah, totally. 100%.
It's at the discretion of the host. I hate when people take their own stuff. I like it when people take like, what can I take?
Right.
And then that's, I'm like, oh yeah, take this. That's, oh yeah, what I'm saying. Here's a little thing. Mm-hmm. But not like, well, these were mine, so I'm going to take this one. No, that's mine now.
No. It's whatever is most helpful to the host of the party. If they want you to take some stuff, they'll let you know. But, like, that's it. Everything's staying there unless otherwise directed.
But that does kind of clash with, like, the being able to bring whatever. Because what if the host is like, has to be new? Are you going to try and sneak in opened?
No, if they specifically request, which never has would to happen. Be new. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If they specifically request, I'll be like, fine, I will find a $3 bag of Doritos and I won't open them and I'll bring it, you know.
Yeah.
But like, keep an open mind. Let people bring, you'll get a wide variety, I feel like, if people can just bring. Again, I'm not saying come up shorthanded and be like, oh, I probably have like, you know, 20 crackers left in this Cheez-Its box. Here you go. It's like, girl,
it's always the Cheez-Its box.
It's always the Cheez-Its. That's like,
has this happened to you? This feels
picture.
Very specific.
No, but I feel like I'm always running out of Cheez-Its. I get a box and I'm like, how am I already almost done?
Because you love Cheez-Its.
I love them. They're tasty.
You eat Cheez-Its like water.
Right, Lando? Yeah. But anyway, that's my hot take.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, you agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm talking in the movies and I'm bringing you this bag of popcorn that someone else brought to my house last week.
Yeah, exactly. Ugh, yum. I love popcorn. Have you had popcorn today?
No.
I had one at Reagan's.
Oh.
It was yummy.
Oh!
Oh! It was delicious.
I bet.
Did you have dinner yet?
No, I'm kind of hungry.
Yeah. What are you getting? Let's figure this out here right now.
What's the catering like at this lovely resort, this mountain snowy resort that we're at?
Such a great question.
Oh, we have a long day of skiing and snowboarding tomorrow.
God, we are so active.
Oh, I love it in here.
It's crazy. We can get a little hot chocolate.
Ooh, with peppermint in it. Yum.
Yum, so festive.
We used to make hot schnapplets in college.
Wow, that does sound. Couldn't tell you the last time I had schnapps.
Pepperidge. Yeah, but it goes really well in a hot chocolate.
Right, yeah. You're like, ooh, so boozy, so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
Very much. Ooh, shoulder just popped.
You popped again.
I did.
Pop over there.
Pop. I got a birthday.
Yeah, well, we have time. Let's talk about how this new year for you. How are you feeling? You're 33. Sorry to put you on blast if you don't care, but aging is a blessing.
Aging is a blessing. I think we said it for your birthday, too. We did. Because we're 21 days apart, I think. So
you've already said that. Thank you.
I'm just reminding again, the hot tub, I got relaxed, you know.
Yeah.
Just reminding myself.
Oh, somebody's really relaxing.
I'm very happy to be 33. I think this is going to be a great year. I mean, last year was bananas and whatever. Just like, what?
I don't know. Bananas is just funny to me.
Yeah. So I'm excited for this year. I enjoy, like, I've switched up my little hairstyle and I like it. It's fun. It's like growing kind of. It is. Fast a lot. And I was like, dang.
You should cut it all the way, like I told you to.
Thursday, I actually have a hair appointment.
All the way off.
No, not all the way.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, but I'm just excited. I don't know. I feel like we've got, I don't know, like a fun, good system. And I'm just going to see where the year takes me.
Whoa. You know? This is a brand new you. No schedule, no calendar.
No, back that up.
You said it.
Well, I said it, but I meant like in a sense of I have like one project that I'm taking through the festival circuit, which I'm very excited for.
To the festival circuit.
And we'll just see. Like, I meant, we'll see how that goes. Like, I don't know.
You're open to receiving the universe.
Yes. Like, new opportunities to pop up. Who knows?
It needs to be on schedule, but you're open to receiving.
Well, that's the thing. I have a schedule for myself. So I'm going to keep functioning. She's ready to go. I'm ready to go for when the opportunities show up. And you're like, oh, okay. Okay.
All right. So no things that you're desiring to happen this year, no wants, needs.
There's plenty of things I would.
Can I
love
hear
to
at least
happen.
One?
What
does 2026 look like for you?
Sign with an agent and or manager or both that understand me and then help skyrocket my career. There's shows that just got ordered for new seasons I want to be in. I want to be in Twisted Metal. That's the only one I can think of right now, but like they are just I have hope for more things shooting in LA this year because we have a better tax incentive now. So hopefully, you know, just more jobs coming in. So I just feel this year being very fruitful and more opportunities coming in career-wise specifically. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited for
Anything personal?
Personal? No, I think that's the thing. No, I think that's the thing where I feel very happy personally, with my relationships and with, you know, what was it? I went to brunch this morning and I did get to see former coworker friends and then two of them have little babies and they're so cute.
All right, let's end it here.
I know. And it's not going to happen because there's no time, no money. Like, that's exhausting.
Yeah.
That will come much later.
Stop.
I'm sorry. I can't. How can I take care of a child? I'm popping and locking over here. The Poppin' Lockathon, the Heather Poppin' Locklears. More Community again. We should watch more Community this year. But yeah, so like that would be the next personal step, I think. I mean, buying a house would be dope, but I'm not.
Is that happening in 2026?
Absolutely not. Oh. My God, no. If it does, what a hell of a year. If that would be like a big reveal. It's just she made a ton of money on a project. But it's just the market is terrible.
The housing market? What do you know about the housing market?
I just mean it like buying out here is so difficult unless we go look very far out of where we are.
Yeah.
And I'm happy with our location right now. So
that's fair.
Keep that for now.
So 2026 for new Shay is the same Shay.
Same Shay, booking more jobs.
All right.
That's it. That's it for now. And then later on, we'll do the house and kids thing and whatever. And you're so excited. We gotta go.
I gotta get out of this hot take.
No.
It's too hot in here. The bubble stopped like 20 minutes ago.
Dang. Only bubbles popping up are...
Stop.
No, it's fun.
No.
You love it.
No.
We're both 33. We're farting. It's good. Did you like that?
I really didn't like that.
It came out really southern. Farting and thinking got me drinking.
We got to go. Get out of here. You've had too much free champagne.
We're having a fun time.
You are. Not anymore.
No, have fun. What do you want to talk about?
Nothing. Okay. We got to go.
We got to go. You're right. We're getting pruny. Pruny.
Yeah, pruny. My toesies are pruny. Lost a toenail.
Okay. Ooh, we should get out then. You got a toenail floating in here? You got a floater?
Ew. Nobody's going to listen to this episode.
Yes, they are.
Tell your friends.
Yes. They're going to listen, and they're going to listen with their friends. And they're going to get their friends to follow us on Instagram because they're already following us.
Yeah.
At Great Time Podcast.
At Great Time Podcast. And then mm-hmm. you can go to our Linktree, and you can click on our Patreon, and you can join us there. It is free. There's a $5 video in there. And that's it.
Woo!
Such a great Patreon.
Yeah. It's a fun video. Yeah.
It is a fun video. You should go watch it. Every mm-hmm. time I see our stupid little faces, it makes me laugh.
Little bald cap.
Little bald cap.
And little Jumanji.
Jumanji.
Jumanji. Cute.
Jumanji. Okay, so call that's the end of this. Call my mom and... it's still really quiet. I can't see it. We'll see how that sounds.
And I love my mom.
Oh, yeah. We love our moms. Thank you for being on the pod.
Yes. Assuming you're on the pod. Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I think it... Yeah.
We gotta go. I'm dropping off.
Yeah. We'll dry off. Let's go to bed and then start a new day.
We have to ski so much tomorrow.
So much. I'm gonna learn to snowboard. It'll be crazy.
Yeah. I thought you already knew how to snowboard.
No, I've never snowboarded before. I've surfed.
But what, you didn't use the snowboard in your underwear?
Huh? Okay. That sounded really personal. No, it was skiing.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounded really personal. No, it was skiing.
No, well, I can answer your question.
Christian trauma.
Oh my God, for real. Don't put your kids in youth group. Just don't.
No, because they go naked on bunny slopes with adults.
It was not naked, but yeah, that was not. Just vote.
Just vote. And yeah, for real. Go vote.
Yeah.
At your local elections. Don't know what your next one is, but go vote.
Yeah, but get ready for it. Anything else?
No. Bye.
Okay, bye.